This is Tony Norman, Chair of the Pacific National Board. We're convening this special meeting that was noticed to review and amend and deliberate on the proposed bylaws. Madam Secretary, can you call?
Why is it doing that?
Yes. Excuse me. Okay. Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Alexander, KPFK.
Yes, there's a calling back. Let me do that.
Bethune, KPFC.
Here.
Present. Brown, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Casnave, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Fuentes, KPFA.
Couldn't reach him.
Goodman, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Coburn, KPFA. Present. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Novick, KPFK.
Present. And I think John Alexander's on the come.
Yeah, I'm here. KPFK, Jonathan.
Okay, present. Nwangaza, WMXP affiliate.
Present.
Present. Patel Adams, KPFT.
I'm here.
Present. Pinchback, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Thornton, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Shabanda, Uhuru Radio affiliate.
Couldn't reach him.
And Wilkinson, KPFA, asked for an excused absence.
Okay.
We have quorum. Chair, we have quorum.
Can we get volunteers for our timekeepers?
I would take issues.
Anybody taking individuals?
Individuals.
Bill, I can do that.
Bill?
Okay.
We want our time.
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes.
I thought I heard somebody else volunteer.
Yeah, this is Patel Adams. I actually spoke up before Bill.
To be a timekeeper?
Yes, for speaker.
Okay. You said you spoke before Bill. Bill, do you have any objections with her being the timekeeper for
I don't care.
Okay. We have our timekeepers, and I really want to ask the timekeeper to really please stay on top of the time. Sometimes we tend to forget, get passionate and forget about the time, but each individual has 90 seconds, and whatever the time period for the subject matter, that's the time that we're going to go on. So I really ask our timekeepers to stay on top of that. We only have one excused absence. That's Margie. Is there any objection to excusing Margie's absence? Okay, if there's no objection. Now, also, before we proceed, I want to say this. This is a special meeting that was noticed to deal with the bylaws. And I just sent out an email to all of the board members. I know there's a number of people who want to amend the agenda to discuss other things. But as far as I'm concerned, Robert Rules of Order and our bylaws are very clear about this matter. We can only deal with the matters that have been noticed for this meeting, and this is the bylaws. Now, if the body wished to overrule me on that, fine, but I'm going by what the bylaws say. With that, we'll take we have a draft agenda. Can you get a motion to adopt the agenda? I'm sorry, who is that? We got a motion to adopt the agenda?
Serene brought a motion to approve the agenda and ask for the stat, but Ms. Aaron asked for point of order.
Yes, Ms. Aaron, I didn't hear. Yes, Ms. Aaron, what's your point of order?
Yeah, I think this exact item of amending the agenda of a special meeting was gone over per Robert's rules in the
Finance Committee the other night, and your argument was that, or somebody's argument was that, I believe it was yours, that a two-thirds vote can amend the agenda of a special meeting. And I would like to put forward some additional agenda items for tonight's meeting.
But that's true.
An additional agenda.
That's true what you said, and I was the one who said that. But actually, Paul Martin quoted Robert Roosevelt. I went back and reviewed it, and he was absolutely correct about that. And I'm just going to respond to a point of order. You're absolutely correct. Paul Martin brought that point up. And I went back and reviewed our bylaws and Robert Rules of Order, and this issue is very clear. I think he's correct about that. We cannot take any other special business in a special meeting. And our bylaws are very clear on that point. So, and I think that it was ruled that we couldn't do that, but also the item came under because it was already listed on the agenda, so it wasn't an issue at the Finance Committee.
This is Janet. May I read the citation from the bylaws?
Sure, Janet.
Chair. Okay, so Article 6, Section 4 says, among other things, no additional business not stated in the notice shall be conducted at a special meeting. And we have a regular meeting next Thursday anyway.
And I want to add to that, if we constantly amend this special meeting, there's no need for a special meeting. You're just adding items that we deal with on our regular meeting.
And okay. Brianna?
Yes.
Exactly my point in the Finance Committee, but I was overruled, and that was exactly my point. A special meeting is just a special meeting, and no, two-thirds of the votes were against that, and obviously it was approved to have different issues for that special meeting. I mean, yeah, I agree with you, that's what should be, but we need to apply it equally. Thank you.
I agree. That's why I say I stand corrected. I was incorrect about that in the Finance Committee, and I think Mike corrected that.
Bill for the stack.
Okay, Bill.
I'm sorry. Point of information?
What's your question, Serene?
So when I moved to approve the agenda, I also asked for the stack. So are we using some kind of different stack now on a different issue or what?
You're correct. Let's get the agenda on the table. You moved to the agenda be adopted. Was there a second?
Nancy.
I moved the agenda.
Okay, so we have the agenda. Serena's correct. The agenda was pending on the table, and we're going to have to take a stack to approve the agenda since it has been moved and seconded. And I think, if we get a stack for the agenda, the discussion on the agenda, we had Serene. Anyone else?
Bill?
Okay. Serene.
Okay, thank you. So I heard what you all said, but, you know, there's stuff that has to be done, so I would ask for some sort of special dispensation or what's the term when you lay down Robert's rules so you can actually get some work done, whatever, because I think that the issue of what's happening with the elections and a significant number of people who were allegedly qualified to vote in New York have not apparently received their ballots because so many of the mailers that use those same addresses have apparently been returned to the sender. We don't have any other time to take that up other than tonight. Otherwise, the election closes tomorrow with all this stuff still dangling. And, you know, it's too big an investment of human energy and money to not try to get it more right than it is. That's not right as opposed to left, that's right as opposed to wrong. So I really do hope, and in addition to the affiliates nominations process is a time-sensitive one, I really do hope that we can open up the agenda to address those things. So I'm asking for those who are, you know, really good at Roberts to help me find a way to have us do that tonight.
But, Serene, my response to that is that it's not just Robert Rules of Order that says we can't do it. Our bylaws say we can't do it.
Okay, and I understand that that's your position,
Serene,
and we can overrule you.
Serene, please let me finish responding to your inquiry. But our bylaws say we can't. We can only deal with business in a special meeting that we notice. As well as
well, I noticed one of those things.
Please finish.
Oh, you're not done yet? Okay, go ahead.
As well as Robert Rules of Order says we can't do it. It's not just Robert Rules of Order. Our bylaws say we can't do it, and there's a good reason for that. And I also thought that the election supervisor sent something in responding to your concerns about that. I don't know if she sent it to the whole board. But so that's my response to that. Okay.
Okay,
you
and
if, Serene, and the next person I had on stack was Bill.
Wait. That's your take. I did ask for anyone with expertise in Robert's Rules of Order, so you're not the only person who needs to respond on that. Anyone else who might be able to help should be able to offer something.
Anybody else want to respond about something about Robert Rules of Order? Okay, we got to
go
back. Bill, you're speaking to the agenda. You're going back on the stack.
Well, I'll respond to what Serene just talked about. I also had something for the agenda, but I think that it's you're right that we can't do any actions. We can't pass any motions to deal with anything that's not already noticed. But we can add some discussion items, and I think we need that. I don't think that's a violation of the Roberts or the bylaws to have some discussion items and get some reports on some critical issues.
Oh,
Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Again, the bylaws say no additional business not stated in the notice shall be conducted at a special meeting. That, to me, includes discussing or whatever.
Okay, we're going to have to go back to our, we got the agenda, a motion pending on the agenda. We heard from Serene and next person on the agenda.
Okay, I'm sorry, Tony, so that was a point of information. May I respond based on the information that you provided?
What's your response briefly, Serene?
You weren't brief. Why do I have to be brief? Okay.
Because we have to get back to the order of the day, Serene. That's why.
Janet, point of order.
Janet?
Is the response a challenge to your ruling?
I don't know. We hadn't heard from Serene. But what's your response, Serene? What are you were speaking to the agenda?
Certainly on the issue of the affiliate nomination, I provided notice to the board on September 8th that I wanted the item on the agenda. So I'm not quite sure how narrow the definition of with the call for the meeting is, but that's been almost a month. I would think that that preceded the notice that would have gone out from KPFTX a week ago. Additionally, the issue of the elections, I believe that was yesterday. We received the agenda this afternoon, so What are the definitions that are in use here with regard to the time limit?
The only the definition I'm using is what the bylaws say. The bylaws say we cannot conduct any other business that's not noticed for a special meeting, as well as Robert Rules of Order. Yes, Janet.
Okay, that's not responsive.
So the notice for this meeting, the purpose of this special meeting, is to vote on proposed bylaws amendments second ballot, period. That's it.
Okay, here where we are in the orders of the day, we had the amended agenda was a motion to adopt the agenda. We're taking a stack for the agenda. We have to take two people for, two people against. Next person I had was Bill. You on the stack?
And I'm sorry, just one more. Bill. This is a parliamentary inquiry.
What's your question, Serene?
Okay, so I wish to challenge the ruling of the chair that says we cannot discuss those two crucial things tonight.
You can't
would
do
this
that
be an appropriate... Excuse me.
would this be an appropriate time to do it, or do I need to wait until Bill or whoever else is on the staff speaks?
You need to wait because you're asking a question. You can't do a challenge while you're asking a question. Parliamentary inquiry. Next person we have on stack was Bill.
What?
Thank you. Well, I wanted to add something to the agenda, that we get a report from the IED that covers a number of items. Can we read that?
You can read it, and you're making an amendment to the agenda, but I'm going to make a ruling on that, but you can read it as you have
and again,
to
all,
make an amendment.
And all, okay, and I don't think it's a violation of the bylaws or the notice requirements because we're not asking that we take any action on this. I'm just asking for a report from the IED that includes what's being done about the selling of PRA material on eBay due to non-payment of rent for the storage unit. Next item, how salaries will be paid for the national office and PRA employees, plus how payments will be made for medical insurance elections, required legal settlements.
Hold on, Bill. Adriana, what's your point of order?
Mr. Chair, it means that you can put me in the agenda and I can talk during 10 minutes making propaganda?
No. Adriana, what he's doing is he's just reading his amendment. I'll have to make a ruling on that amendment. He has the right to make an amendment. I'll have to make a ruling on his amendment.
He cannot read a page of his propaganda. I'm sorry.
Adriana, you cannot question. You know we can't question the motives of individuals, so please don't allege what he's doing or what he's trying to do. Just let him finish reading his amendment. He has the right to read the amendment.
Can I ask then the same right for Serene?
Everybody has the same right.
Thank you.
She has an amendment. She can read her amendment. So, Bill, yes, finish reading your amendment.
Okay. These are other points that I want included in the ID report. How salaries will be paid for national office and PRA employees, plus how payments will be made for medical insurance, elections, required legal settlements, and other required NOA expenses. Next item, what happens if True Ballot and the election supervisors are not paid and True Ballot refuses to tabulate the ballots? Will we be in court in the near future about that? Next item, when will the PNB get the final arbitration report and payment schedule for KPFK employees? Why is this being kept secret from the PNB? And next item,
Bill,
when are the, what are the, this is the last one, what are the recent staff changes and upcoming ones?
We can only do one amendment at a time. I don't know.
Well, this is one, I'm asking for a single report from the IED that includes all these.
But you're amending the agenda. So could you put
yes.
that in writing and write that
yes.
up? But I'm going to, once again, I'm going to rule that out of order because it's not the business that we noticed for this meeting. And under our bylaws and Robert Rules of Order, we cannot entertain that business. So I'm going to rule that out of order.
I challenge the ruling of the chair, and I just sent the email that to the board.
Okay, is there a second? There's been a challenge in the ruling of the chair?
I second, Grace.
Grace has seconded. Once again, I'm just going to repeat the reason I made that ruling is because I think our bylaws is very clear that in special meetings we can only deal with that item in that business for that special meeting that we have noticed. And Robert Rules of Order supports that. So if the board chooses to go ahead and deal with business that's against our bylaws, fine. But I think it would be invalid. It can be overruled later. Nothing we do can be substantiated. But that's my ruling, and I'm just going to follow the bylaws and Robert Rules of Order. Anybody else for the stack on the overruling of the chair?
Well, Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Okay, I mean, somebody else wants to go first. That's fine. I can.
This is Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
The IED isn't on the call because it was a special meeting dealing with the bylaws, and only members of the PNB are on the call.
Okay.
Nancy to the staff.
Yes, and.
And Bill.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the reason why this is a bylaw, is because people come, you know, may attend the meeting based on the agenda, the special meeting, and it's supposed to be a rule that's upheld because you have to give proper notice if you're going to talk about stuff and people aren't going to be there because they were not planning on having to talk about that.
Okay, I think I heard Bill.
Well, the reason I'm appealing ruling in the chair is that I'm not asking for any motions to be passed by the PNB, any actions taken on any of this. I agree that would be improper due to the notice. All I'm asking for is a report from the ID All it takes is to call her, because these are all urgent and important items, and I think the PNB needs to know what's being done or not being done about these things. We can't wait another week on some of these.
Anybody else speaking to this?
Grace.
Yes, Grace.
I agree with the points that Bill is making. If we are not allowed to speak with the IED in this meeting, can we at least request that she answer those questions in writing to the PNB no later, and that her response to those questions be sent to the PNB
point of order.
No later than Monday.
Was that Nancy?
Yeah.
Yes, Nancy, what's your point of order?
You're arguing the item on the agenda. You're not asking to put it on the agenda. You're arguing about the item.
Well, she is correct about a point of order, Grace, because this is you need to stick to the issue, which is challenging the ruling of the chair about whether or not it's appropriate to amend things that are extra beyond the bylaw discussion. But the topic of discussion is the overruling of the chair, so you can restrict your comments to that.
Well, this is not to get to the comments. This is not in the strictest, strictly speaking, business, because we're not going to be conducting business on this item. It's just a request for information, which is vitally
Janet,
needed.
Janet, point of order.
Yes, Janet, what's your point of order?
Well, a request for information is like a motion to, I mean, the body would have to discuss and vote on.
And vote on.
So that's out of order.
Yeah. So, yes, Grace, that's correct. But once again, the thing that's pending on the floor now is the overruling of the chair. Anybody else wish to speak to that? Okay, we're going to go to a vote. If you vote yes, you're sustaining the chair.
I have a point of information, sorry.
What's your question, Serene?
Okay, so I had previously indicated I wanted to challenge the ruling of the chair to exclude that we could not include the affiliates and elections discussions. So when this is voted, are we now voting on my desire to challenge, which I don't think you allowed me to actually put into a motion, or are we voting on bills, and will it cover both is what I'm saying?
We're voting on Bill's ruling of the chair, and the ruling of the chair is that we can only deal with the issue related to what we noticed for this meeting. That will cover everything anybody tries to make an amendment. And anything other than the business
that,
on this?
That was my question, whether it would cover everything.
Okay,
thank you.
So now we're going to go to a vote. If you vote yes, you're sustaining the ruling of the chair. If you vote no, you're overruling the chair. And the question is adding to the agenda things that are not noticed on the meeting. Okay?
And we'll still get a chance to vote on those things individually should you be overruled, correct?
Yes, we'll go over. I'm not going to answer a hypothetical question. I mean, we'll just deal with what we have in front of us. Okay.
Of course.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Chair,
outside of the meeting.
Yeah, who was
excuse
that?
Me.
Janet,
this is Janet, and I'm asking if there was a second on this challenge.
I think
the
great
challenge
I thought
was
Grace did it.
Grace seconded.
Okay.
Yes, I seconded it.
All right.
Grace.
So I will start calling the roll on this. Aaron?
No.
Can you vote?
No.
No. Alexander?
No.
No. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Castanave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Fuentes? Is Fuentes on the call?
No.
Goodman. Okay. Goodman.
As much as I would like to have Serene's and Bill's motions discussed, I think that Tony is right, so
So
how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you.
I
yes. And by the way, okay. By the way, they, I mean, can you just say your vote without any kind of explanation? The male voice before Jan just spoke, I assume, was Michael saying no, right? Not Jose Luis. Michael, is that correct?
I'm saying he's not on the call.
Right. So, okay. So, Cobrin votes yes. Novick?
Yes vote opposes the chair. A yes vote opposes the chair. Yes, I vote yes.
Novick votes yes. Nwang Daza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams? Can't hear you. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No, but probably not for the same reason as the others Thornton? Who said no.
Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Shabanda?
I just got on. I don't know what we are voting on. Can I get an...
Well, the chair made a ruling, and we're voting whether to uphold it or not.
I will abstain from this one.
Shabanda abstains. One moment. Okay, let me count. I have 10 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yeah, vote yes.
Yes. That's 11, 4, 1. So the chair's ruling is upheld.
We'll now go back to the discussion on the agenda. Was anyone else for the stack on approving the agenda?
What would be the point?
We have to approve the agenda. I mean, is there anyone else want to go to the stack on approving the agenda?
I have a quick question for Janet.
Phone number after the beep. We will return.
I have a quick question for Janet.
What's your question, Serene?
Sorry, I'm driving. I haven't had a chance to look at the agenda, but I know it came in. Can you just tell me what the times are on the individual items and what time we're supposed to end?
Chair, may I?
Janet, yes.
Yes, so after the agenda approval, which is the usual 30 minutes, then there's the vote on the proposed bylaws amendments, and that is 30 minutes, 10 minutes each. There are three of them. And the adjourn time is 10 o'clock.
Okay, so I have a request for Tony.
What, do you have a what?
A request.
What's your request?
Okay, so you had said that I would be afforded the same treatment as Bill Crozier, and I would get a chance to read my motions. Is that, would this be the time for me to do that?
I mean, we're discussing the agenda. If you want to amend the agenda, you can go on to amend the agenda, but as I stated before, we just had a ruling on, I'm going to rule anything out of order that's not consistent with the notice, which is the discussion of the bylaws.
Although, of course, the two things that I'm speaking of come directly from our bylaws. You know, how we deal with affiliate nominations.
I'm not going to debate the issue. We're just taking a...
I'm not asking you to debate. In fact, I was speaking, so if you don't interrupt me, there won't be a debate.
But you're going on the discussion. Do you want to go on the stack to go on to speak to the agenda? You've already spoken. We're going to go. If you want to go on the stack to speak on the agenda, we can put you on the stack.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay.
Am I next?
Yes.
That's great. Okay, so we have a situation where the nominations for affiliate directors closes on November 15th. And, you know, it takes folks a while to get to their email and get things together, so it's really crucial that they get noticed as soon as possible. The Affiliates Task Force has passed a motion that would have these nominations or these, quote, applications going to someone other than the Secretary of the Board, which I view as a violation of our bylaws and a usurpation of the authority of the Secretary and of the PNB by having a staff person involved in receiving these applications. And I think it's really important that it be acted on as soon as possible, since that motion came with a deadline urging her to act by tomorrow, September 30th. So I'm really saddened to hear that we're not, although I raised it on September 8th, that we're not going to be able to take it up because of the ruling of the chair and the support for the ruling of the chair. The other issue that's really important is, as I said, 300 people, assuming the list was correct to begin with, 300 people didn't get their apparently didn't get their ballots in New York, and I think it's really, or from BAI, I don't know where these folks live, but it's really disturbing to me that the question only becomes, can we make quorum, as opposed to, have we done our best to make sure that everyone who's entitled to a ballot has gotten one, and therefore has the option to participate, as comes along with the membership, we tell them all the time. You know, so it's, and again, that deadline is tomorrow. At this point, we don't even know what quorum is in any of the station areas. So that although we can go look at the voter turnout, which when last I checked was updated on September 20th, those numbers are meaningless unless you know what the aim is. And we're about to possibly spend more money that WPFW doesn't have, you know, on an election that didn't need to happen in the first place, and we're about to spend more money to extend quorum where the candidates who were certified are already elected,
can
and
me?
The write-ins can be write-ins as write-ins always are. I'm sorry, am I out of time?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Venetia.
Anyone else wish to
Chair,
speak?
Chair, point of information.
Yes.
Janet.
Question.
So I did not hear any motion to amend the agenda in there, the language, any language about amending the agenda. So I really don't understand what's happening.
Well, we're asking now for anybody else who wished to speak to agenda. I didn't. That's what we're going on now with the rules of the day. Anybody
right.
else?
So is there a motion on the floor to amend the agenda at
didn't
this point?
Didn't hear a motion, Janet.
Okay, thank you.
Oh.
I made a motion earlier. That motion still stands. I have not withdrawn it.
Adriana, you have a question?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I understand not what we are doing, but I have a really big problem, and I don't know. I think that we as PNB, tomorrow is a deadline. The foundation is paying such a huge amount of money for this election, and it's real. It's kind of a fiasco, and I don't know, but I, even if it's not in this meeting, we need to call an emergency meeting. All of us will be here, I don't know, at some point in time, and we need to solve it before this election is closed. What Serene is saying is so important. How can we solve it?
Adriana, you had a question, and...
how we will solve it?
In regard to that, that's not what we're on the agenda tonight. I mean, in order to solve that problem, we would have to have the executive director and hopefully the election supervisor. And they're not on the call tonight because we didn't notice that subject matter on the call tonight. Now, maybe you can call a special meeting, but we would have to have those individuals to deal with that subject matter. But what we have tonight is to deal with our bylaw amendments. Okay. Now, Serene, you said you made a motion to amend the agenda to deal with what you're saying?
Absolutely. I moved the agenda and asked for the stack, and that was my motion at the time. You decided it was not allowed.
Okay. Was there a second to your motion to amend the agenda to add the affiliate discussion as well as the election discussion? Was there a second?
I don't think you asked for one before you ruled it out of order.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Well, I rule that motion once again out of order, even though I know, and I rule it out of order for the same reason I rule Bill's motion out of order. The subject matter that we have that's noticed for this meeting is the amendment of the bylaws. Our bylaws are clear on this subject, and Robert Rules of Order is clear on this subject matter. And we just
Mr.
went
Chair,
through could you please let me finish? We just went through a discussion on
fine.
That. And who is that?
I want to let you know, you told me to let you know, we have the 30 minutes already for the agenda, but I shut up immediately if you want me to.
Okay, if you say we're out of time, then we have to go to a vote on the agenda, unless there's a motion to amend.
Chair Janet, point of information.
Yes.
So there's this motion to amend the agenda, and I thought that you said you were ruling this out of order.
Yes, I rule that out of order.
So would I be able to challenge, bring a challenge to the ruling of the chair?
Yes, if you want to bring a challenge to the ruling of the chair, yes.
That's what I wish to do. Thanks.
Okay, is there a second to challenging the ruling of the chair? Is there a second? I don't hear a second, so the ruling of the chair stands. Now we have to go for a vote on the agenda. The agenda is the amendment. We're out of time, so we're going to go through a vote on the agenda.
I hear someone trying to speak. Maybe they're trying to second it.
I asked twice. No one said that. But.
No, this is Patel Adams. I don't know why you're having so much trouble hearing me, but I do second.
Okay, you're seconding the ruling, overruling the chair?
Yes.
Okay, so there's been a second to overruling of the chair. Once again, I'm going to speak to that. The reason I overrule is the same reason for Bill. I mean, we noticed this meeting to deal with amendments to the bylaws. We have to be fair to everybody. We overruled his amendments, and it's the same. The law applies to everybody. Our bylaws are very clear. We can only deal with the subject matter that this meeting has been noticed for, as well as the Robert Rules of Order is clear. And so, therefore, any motion that tries to amend this agenda other than dealing with the bylaws is out of order under our bylaws and Robert Rules of Order. So even though I think that those subject matters are important, there's no reason why we can't deal with the affiliate issue next week. We have a regular meeting, and we can't deal with the election issue tonight anyway because we don't have the chair and the executive director nor the election supervisor. I think
we don't need either of them.
Kareem, could you please not interrupt me?
I said I
could. Could you please not interrupt me? I don't interrupt.
I just said I was sorry. Please finish up. Did you not hear me?
Could you please not interrupt me?
You're shouting as I'm attempting to apologize. That makes sense to you?
Well, what I'm saying is rules, that's why you have rules apply to everybody. If we just rule that we can't accept any other amendments that Bill proposed because it's irrelevant to the subject matter, then these are irrelevant to the subject matter. We can't be biased. Rules apply to everybody. Our bylaws apply to everybody. And the bylaws say we can only deal with the subject matter that we have noticed for this meeting.
So, point of order.
And I think we need to deal with that. So anybody else for the stack on ruling the chair?
Point of order, we're at time.
Was that?
Michael?
We're at time. This is my point of order, is that we're at time for the entire discussion of the agenda. We have to vote on the ruling and then vote on the agenda.
Correct. We're out of time.
I'm sorry. That certainly was not 90 seconds which Tony spoke. So he can speak for 4 minutes, and I don't get a chance to actually motivate my
motion. He's saying that we have time for everything.
Michael, can you call Adriana back? She's been dropped. Thanks.
Gotcha. Sorry.
Well, I think next time, Chair, you might want to limit yourself to 90 seconds to allow the person bringing the motion to actually speak.
I don't think we spoke more than 90 seconds, but yes, Janet.
Oh, indeed you did.
Chair, can people please not speak unless they're recognized by you?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yes,
yes, we can hear you now. Thank you.
Michael said we're out of time, so we're out of time. And unless there's an extension to extend time, we have to go to the vote. No extension, extend time. We're going to have to go to a vote. The first vote is on the ruling of the chair. You vote yes if you want to sustain the chair, and you vote no if you want to overrule the chair on adding these items to the agenda. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown. Jim, can't hear you.
Yes. This is Kevin, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Yes.
Yes.
Brown votes yes. Kastnade.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes. Oh, he's okay. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Sorry, repeat.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
I'll be consistent. No.
No. Thornton.
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda.
No.
No. One moment. I have 13 yes, 2 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 14 yes, 2 no, 0 abstentions. Chair's ruling stands.
Okay, we're now going to vote on adopting the agenda. Is there any objection to the agenda? There's no objection to the agenda. The agenda is adopted. We'll now go into the agenda. I think the first item we have is the First Amendment. Amendment A. And how much time we have on each one, Janet?
10 minutes.
Okay, who's presenting this? Michael, you want to present this amendment?
Sure, hang on a second. Jose Luis, just joined the call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
And Chair, may
yes.
I?
Janet, yes.
So maybe before we continue, some background of what we're doing with this, the process, the bylaws amendment process.
You want to give us some background, Janet, as the secretary.
Right. So, on one moment. What was the date? On August 4th, the PNB set a timeline for the second ballot of the proposed bylaws amendments for this year, and the PNB vote on the proposed bylaws amendments was for tonight, or today, yeah, this date. And then once the voting takes place, any amendments that are approved by this body shall be voted on by the station delegates within 60 days of today, which means by Sunday, November 27th. And there are 3 proposed bylaws amendments that were submitted. I'm
okay,
done.
Michael, you want to present the First Amendment?
Sure. As it says, this is an amendment to change the frequency of elections as an economy measure. Right now, the bylaws call for elections in 2 out of every 3 years, so there will be 4 elections in 6 years. The change in Article 4, Section 3 on election of delegates, and in Article 4, Section 8, delegate school of office and term limits, would basically change that to elections every other year in odd-numbered years. So instead of 4 elections in 6 years, there'd be 3 elections in 6 years. This would also avoid conflicts between the Pacific elections and the national elections. And to make that possible, it would change the term of office from a 3-year term to a 4-year term, and change the term limit from 6 years to 8 years. So basically the rationale for that is that we're in a, you know, severe financial straits, and Also, I think there's greater interest in people being able to serve longer and therefore have a little more experience under their belts. But the primary purpose is as an economy measure. The idea is that we would have the elections an odd number of years, and therefore they would not conflict with the national elections, which they often do under the current 2 out of every 3 year formula. And this would basically commence in the elections of 2019 and 2021, so that nobody being elected currently would be affected by it. They would be elected to regular 3 year terms. And nobody elected last year would be affected by it. They would be elected. They would serve at their regular 3 year terms. The elections scheduled in 2018 would be held under the old bylaws for a 3 year term, and then that way there would be odd year elections thereafter in 2019 for 4 years and in 2021 for 4 years.
Okay, do we have a stack on this amendment? Anybody else want to speak to it?
Janet, I have a point of information.
Yes, Janet, what's your question?
Well, I'm wondering, does anybody in this body right now know why the bylaws were set up so that there were these three-year cycles where you had an election in the first year and then an election in the second year and no election the third year? Does anybody know why it was done that way?
Anyone want to speak to that? Okay. Can anybody else want to speak on the amendment?
Bill?
Yes, Bill.
Well, thank you. It sounds good on the surface. The trouble is the effect is going to be we're going to end up putting more people on the board that were never elected at all by the membership, because we already have such large turnover on our boards. A lot of people quit before 3 years, sometimes before 2 years. And here we're talking about having terms of 4 years and not having, and we always have at least, you know, have 2 years between the elections, never have just elections 1 year after the other. And this, in combination with our large size of our boards, which I think people on both different factions of the PMB agree, not everybody, but most people from both factions have said it, they're too large, they're too unwieldy. And it requires that we have such a huge number of candidates, it makes the elections complicated and expensive and hard to administer and all this. So I think this is an incomplete amendment. It by itself will not fix the problem, and it will create some additional problems related to the fact that we're going to go through all of our runner-up list, for example, for WBII and WPFW, or anywhere where there's not lots of people running. We'll go through all the runners-up lists. We'll put people on the board who essentially were defeated in the elections, and then pick other people that were never elected at all. And so it's sort of undemocratic in the effect, even though that's not the intention of it. So I'm opposed to it.
Anybody else want to speak to this amendment?
Gray.
Yes, Gray.
I think that until there's cooperation on the part of management at the stations and soliciting nominations over the radio so that we have more candidates in the weak stations, until a bylaws amendment of this nature is also has stipulations that if an election fails at a station, that it be redone in the same year or within a few months. I don't think that this is going to work because of the reasons that Bill stated. 4 years is too long. We have a lot of attrition, have had traditionally a lot of attrition on our boards in Los Angeles with only a 3 year terms and with even many candidates. I don't think it's a good idea at this time until we figure out how to have more successful elections.
Okay, anyone else want to speak to this amendment?
Yeah, I'd like to speak in favor.
Yes.
So I think there are many things that we can do.
Could everybody mute their phones if you're not speaking?
It's my background that's noisy. It won't matter. I think that it's important to get us out of the election cycle
the governmental election cycle. So I appreciate the efforts to do that. I think people are quite distracted and distressed enough this year without having to deal with both the board issues and what might very well end up happening in Washington. So I would ask people to support it. I think there are many things that we need to do to encourage better boards where people don't burn out or leave in disgust or fear or whatever. There are a number of reasons why things aren't working, and I think, you know, that's both an individual and group responsibility to correct it. Changing the it's a bigger commitment, you know, it's a chunk of time, out of your life that you never get back, but I think Pacifica is worth it, and I think I would ask people to support this amendment. Thanks.
Okay, yeah. Anyone else want to speak to this amendment?
Finchback.
Yeah. Yes, Finchback. Who is that, Adriana, and then Finchback?
Yes.
I think I heard Adriana, then Finchback.
Okay. Yes, I believe that the problem is very easy. It's like always in Pacifica, a small elite think that they think better than most, and if we are 8, we'll be better than 24. That is it's not any support for that. More than that, we have committees that don't have enough members. We cannot share all the work that needs to be done because always the same members are the ones that work. I believe that it's true. We should try to elect better boards, but the problem with people leaving is not. It's not because we have so many or no. The problem is that the foundation needs to be governed in a way that employees are not making fun and really disregard everything that the governance does. And for that, we need really people complain about big boards. Well, it's the only way that you can assure that you have some kind of diversity. Even with all of that amount, you see that most boards have a supermajority of white male people. I mean, that is the reality of Pacifica. You can go and check all the LSBs or most of the LSBs, and that is the situation. It means have nothing to do with large boards, have to do with probably amending better government issues and not being permanent in a cycle of electing and reelecting and wasting money in these small cycles. I agree with the amendment. I think that will be better. Thank you.
Finchback. Finchback.
Okay. I like the idea of streamlining the process. I do have concerns about the four-year terms. I also have a question. Is this amendment to the bylaws, was this generated out of the election committee or with consultation with the election committee, or is this just your work, Mike? Because it's a serious issue considering, you know, where we are with these elections. Something has to be done, and I think more people at the table might be able to come up with a consistent and realistic policy. So that's why I was wondering if this emanated out of committee, or is this just the work of our board members?
Michael, you want to address that?
Yes, I was on the election committee for about 4 years, and we did discuss this earlier. I introduced it a couple of years ago, and it was not didn't reach the number of directors necessary. I asked people about it again, and people said, "Well, submit it and see what happens." This time, it did get enough director signatures to be considered. I'll just say that. I think under the current system, we're having elections every other year, frequently, you know, because it is two out of every three. And in addition to the expense, I think it is taxing on the station staff, the programmers, and the listeners. I know people expressed some astonishment here that we were having an election again, because we just had an election last year at KPFK. So I think that every other year frequency is a lot more understandable to most people than two out of every three. I think the I think that choice of two out of every three was made to have a three-year term, and I agree that 4 years is a somewhat long time, but you know, maybe people would serve four and complete their service as opposed to having a 6 year.
Mr. Chair, time.
Okay.
Okay, we're out of time on this matter. Unless somebody want to extend time, we're going to go to a vote on this. Madam Secretary, how many affirmative votes do we need to pass this amendment?
Okay, so the bylaws say the proposed amendments must be approved by the majority of all directors on the board, so that means 10. There are currently 18 directors.
So we need 10 affirmative votes to pass this amendment.
Correct.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron?
No.
No. Alexander?
No.
No. Bethune? Bethune can't hear you. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Casnave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Fuentes?
Pass.
Pass. Goodman? Goodman? Can't hear you. Coburn passes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Mwangaza?
Goodman here, yes. Goodman,
it would be really good
if
people do not just jump in, please, because I'll get back to you. But in this case, Goodman votes yes. Nwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams? Patel Adams?
Yes.
Can't he?
Yes.
Did you? Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune didn't hear you?
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. Coburn passed and abstains. Okay, let me count. I have 11 yes, 3 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. So that's 12 yes, 3 no, 2 abstentions. So this passes.